Welcome to Sexy Marriage Radio. I'm Dr. Corey Allen, alongside my wife, Pam.
Always good to be here.
Each and every week, straightforward, honest conversations to help spice up married life and spice up all that life and marriage and sex can be.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, like today's topic, we all get in our own way sometimes.
True.
And sometimes our spouse is in the way too. Let's just be honest. We may have some grand plan and idea and they're just not quite on board. So that happens as well. But what we want to try to do is frame conversations and actions that people can take to make marriage mm-hmm. fully alive, to make their sex lives fully alive, and to have just tremendous connections throughout, all the way through. And so if you're new to the show, we want to hear from you. We like to know what's going on in your world and how relationships can be better for you specifically. And so you can let us know at 214-702-9565 or feedback at sexymarriageradio.com. And so coming up today on the regular version is a fun topic on initiation mistakes that married people make. And yes, this includes us.
30 years in, there's still mistakes.
Absolutely. there will still be some mistakes that we all can make, that I make, that Pam makes. And so we're just going to kind of unpack those, talk about them, and then give you some action items that can help overcome them. And then on the extended content today, which is deeper, longer, and there's no ads, you can subscribe at smr.fm. We're going to look at why and how authenticity and vulnerability in marriage often makes it kind of scary because of the reactions that can come.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very common aspect and it's a little bit of a deep dive, but it should be a lot of fun to explore some of the dynamics that are at play. So all that's coming up right after this. Okay, Pam, so we've got to set this up for those that might be new to the nation, which welcome, by the way, if you're new to the nation.
Yeah, glad to have you here.
So glad you found us. But one of the things that happens in married life is there are common patterns that take place, right? Common interaction patterns, common dynamics, roles we all play, mm-hmm. one of which will be referred to quite a bit, is the higher desire, lower desire concept, where one person is the higher desire for something and the other will just by de facto be the lower desire. And there's nothing going wrong there. It's just points on a continuum.
Right. Low desire is not no desire. It's just not as high of a desire
right.
than the
and
high desire.
It's always comparative.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's interesting that sets the stage that makes it different when you're talking about initiation and aspects of creating sexual encounters that all of the popular magazines and shows and everything that try to, here's 42 ways to, you know, if one of those actually worked, there would just be one magazine ever sold. Right? Right. Because here's the tips, done. Everybody does them.
You got it.
Mission accomplished.
Hand that down to your kids.
But Merry Christmas. But the interesting thing is, because of dynamics that are at play, and patterns that are at play, and then more importantly, the maps we have of each other in married life. What worked when you were first dating doesn't work now. What worked maybe when you were earlier in your marriage won't work now. What works now wouldn't have worked later. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is because we have a map of each other that ultimately what we're doing is we're fighting my map of you more than I am you. When it comes to how I interact with you.
I assume you're going to do X, Y, Z. Maybe you will,
or
maybe you
past,
won't. That's just what my map is.
In the you've done this.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I have a hard time getting that out of my head to see it as, I mean, I think of this as, let's go tech for a second. I think of them in the versions, in the concepts of software iterations.
Okay.
Right? That's, so everybody that has an iPhone or a Android or any sort of computer, you'll get updates. There's new software out every year. You know, Apple's renowned for every September, here comes the new iOS. Well, it's very easy for me in my particular case to think Pam is operating under Pam 3.0, when in reality, she could be very well right now, as we're sitting here recording this, Pam 9.0. And I have not updated my map to where I would, I'll talk myself out of something, which I just gave away one of our initiation mistakes that we do. I'll talk myself out of it because, nah, she wouldn't. She's not interested. And it's because 3.0 wasn't. 9.0 might be. And so there's an element of recognizing the framework of this matters, the playground in which we all operate in married life, because we have more data on each other. Whereas if you're just dating somebody, you don't have a whole lot of history in this data.
It's funny, though, that we have more data, but we still cling to certain bits of data sometimes, like you were referring to.
There are big ones that just get lodged in there.
I'm sticking with these ones that make me think my spouse is still on a 2.0.
Right. And some of that probably is surrounding the depth in which that lands on us when it actually happened, because it was so shocking or almost traumatizing or something. And so therefore it gets ingrained deeper in the brain.
Yeah.
And then it's harder to unravel and address. Okay, so let's go through them. And a lot of these were taken from Vanessa Marin and her work in an old episode video she's got. So just to give credit where credit is due, that's where we're going to be basing a lot of this conversation. We're just going to add our spin to it. The first mistake, and this goes under the context of the polls of higher and lower.
Okay.
Well, one of the first mistakes, I'll own this sucker. Is getting annoyed that I have to be the one that does the bulk of the initiation. It's just not fair. And so I get annoyed at that fact, and therefore I make a mistake because I don't play my role.
And by not playing your role, meaning I don't do it because I'm annoyed, or when I do it, it doesn't come off well because I am annoyed because I think I'm the one initiating.
Maybe both.
Because I think it could be both. I stop initiating because I'm mad because you're not initiating enough.
Yep.
Or the manner in which I do it because I'm annoyed that I'm the one initiating all the time.
That comes through.
Comes through because we know our spouse. We know we know when they're not doing it from the best in them and if they're annoyed when they're doing it.
Yeah.
No. And that's odd. How can I initiate sex and be annoyed at the same time, right?
We can do that.
We can do it. We totally can.
Think about it. There's an element of like, I'm doing this just because I know you want to. There's another component of it for the lower desire, and they feel like it's their obligation to have to make it happen for the higher desire, and so therefore it's, okay. Absolutely, we can do that annoyed. That would probably be a mistake 1.2 here that we could do.
Right.
But it's that element of one of the concepts we believe in is that the higher desire, by default, has a majority of the initiation on their shoulders.
Sure.
And that's just because they want it more than their partner.
Sure.
That's just the whole, that's all that is based on. This is not right or wrong.
Sure. Okay?
So number two.
So two, it's funny because, I'll get into that. To me, this can be a little bit of the 1.5, but this is two. So initiate kind of roundabout, right? I'm hinting at it. I'm not really clear.
Right.
Kind of a covert initiation.
Yeah.
And this one hits home with me. And I think about this is how you might get annoyed, right?
Okay.
So number one, you're annoyed because you have to do it all the time. Well, number two, if I'm being convert, me, the lower desire, and the ways that I would initiate early on in marriage for sure was you weren't picking up on it because it was so covert.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I would wear something that I thought would turn you on, right? To be provocative, or whether it be undergarments or
which I may have just no regular idea attire. About.
Right. You don't know I put on those undergarments that day. Right. You have no idea. Unless I tell you, well, that would be a little more.
That's a little more overt. Absolutely.
But when you don't recognize that I've done that.
Right.
And I get mad because I want credit for.
Right. Because I was hinting, but I want credit for the full on I started it.
I think I've initiated. Yeah. But it's just so below the radar that you haven't even picked up on it.
Yeah. And here's another one that jumps into this one as well, because I've heard this in clients before. And this is even played out at different times in our marriage. It's the hinting in a roundabout way by just, I've made myself available, but I haven't actually instigated anything.
Yeah, fair. Like,
I showed up and here I am. Now I'm your turn. Go. Take the reins and run with this thing.
Right.
And not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but when it's covert, that's the problem. Because you're not being clean about, wait, no, I am interested in this. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And even if you just vocalize that, that's a different context completely.
Right. Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so number three, this is one that I think of on a maturity scale, because I've heard of this from younger couples. This, I don't know if some of these moves would have been me. I'll own this. It's not me now, I would like to think. But it's initiations in joking or crude ways. Mm. Like you come up from behind and it's just a grope all the time. And that's kind of it's not just a playful, I'm just touching you. It's a, hey, let's go. It's a honking the breast. It's the grabbing the butt and thinking that's initiations. You know, this is where it's kind of not necessarily maybe bringing up and initiating sex right in that very moment, but it's bringing up the surrounding of it in a way that most women, just from watching your face, they're not going to appreciate that. I mean, I can't imagine a wife like, oh yes, I can't wait till he honks my breast next time. I love that.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah. That's not a good, maturity is the,
word. It almost, when I think through this, I hear it almost as this is middle school. I don't know how to get across what I'm interested in. I love your breasts. I love your body. And so I'm going to show that in just immature ways.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the middle schoolers aren't going around honking people's breasts, but I get what you're saying in that analogy.
But that's the emotional development level of a person that does this regularly. And that's a mistake because it likely is not landing well. Mm-hmm. Granted, if there's a woman out there that I really love that interaction pattern, then that fits your map. And that's a good distinction. But I would think for most of the people in the sample size I've got, I've yet to have a woman in my office say, oh, I love that.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So keep it in mind. Just there's a better way to do this than be joking and a little more crude.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So
number four,
thinking you have to be as turned on as your partner is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're not going to be in the same place when initiation starts.
Likely.
We've shared a number of times that lots of times Corey will bring up throughout our marriage, you know, hey, are you interested? And for me, it's, well, I can be.
Right. That's where it's evolved
to
and
so
shifted.
We're not at the same spot at that point, but we can both work. We can work to get there. I can work to get there and do my part on it. So if you're initiating, it's not an imperative that your spouse be at the same level you are.
Right.
When you start, even when you finish, you might throughout the whole thing be at a little bit different level.
Absolutely.
We're not going to be at the same level all the time. And this is, you know, in any topic of the marriage relationship.
Right. But the important factor is it's a chosen thing. Because if I'm not at the level, it's like, you know what? It's been a while. I'm interested, but my body's not feeling it. So it's a mental decision to head towards that. That oftentimes the body can follow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't. And if it doesn't, then you address that if that occurs.
Right.
But there's still this element. And I think this is a big distinction to recognize. This is based on freely chosen, consciously directed actions. It's not, oh, I've got to because his meter's been running or her meter's been, you know, and like that could be the impetus of it, but I freely choose it. That's a different context. That's the more growth oriented context.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is an element of based on the map, we have enough information to know when our partner is probably in the mood versus when they're not. Because most of us are not very difficult to read in that arena.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of tell that's part of the pattern. And so it's the mistake becomes where I let that pattern dictate things rather than realize, wait, I've made choices against that in the past and it's gone well. It's been enjoyable. Mm-hmm. why don't I do it again? Mm-hmm. And I see. Okay, so number five, this is a classic. Initiations that are the same way every time, even though a majority of the time, they don't work. I keep running into this with higher desires that are like, well, they always say no. I'm like, okay, well, walk me through your normal initiation pattern. Yeah. Well, it's the only time we can get together is right when we're climbing into bed. And so that's the only time I can really make the move. And by then, they're tired. I'm frankly a little tired too, but my arousal pattern is high enough to make it where I'll forego a little sleep to try this out.
Okay.
And of course, right when you're getting into bed, everybody's tired. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Particularly if there's been no buildup towards it.
Yeah.
And so it becomes this pattern of, I just do it the same way every time, which makes it really easy to realize I'm not likely going to get a different result. Mm-hmm. If I'm objective, mm-hmm. that's insanity, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Mm-hmm. And so this also is not assisted by how it's perpetuated in society. I mean, TV shows, movies can still have this component of it's a couple, it's a romantic comedy. They've been doing different things all day. They're both exhausted, but they climb into bed and boom, they're rolling right after, you know, and it's like, come on. So it's recognizing I got to try different patterns. I got to recognize what are my patterns and how do I do something a little bit different?
Yeah.
Okay. Then number six.
Number six, you talk yourself out of it.
This is a big one.
That's a poor initiation. Well, I mean, I guess that you're not initiating if you're talking yourself out of it. Right. So
well, this is your mistake because you haven't actually done it. Yes.
Yeah, it's my mistake because I'm not doing it. And you're looking at a lot of different things there. I'm assuming they're going to be too tired. That kind of goes back to the prior
first
one.
First off, this is built on the premise and the belief that everybody has moments in their day throughout a month where a thought occurs of, ooh, sex would be interesting to try right now. I could see myself, you know, where there's a horniness factor, there's some sort of trigger, there's something that brings it on your mind.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to just be willing to bet based on the memory systems we've got and the biology mm-hmm. we have, that's what this is going to be based on. Mm-hmm. That I have a thought about it, but then I talk myself out of it.
And I talk myself out of it because maybe it brings shame.
Sure.
Maybe it brings unknown. I've got a script of what I think my spouse will or won't do or how they will or won't react.
Right, because maybe I've done it in the past and they said no, they weren't interested. And so there's fear.
Maybe there's fear in that. So those things will, you can't, if you don't try something, you're never going to.
This one strikes home with me because I'll have a day where I've been interested in having sex and making moves with you that night. And then I've not mentioned anything about it during the day. Because sometimes I'll be better at the sense of, hey, I'm coming after you tonight. I just kind of announce an intention. So that way you at least know and you can be upfront about it. Nah, don't even try, you know. Or it could be, all right, we'll see where this goes for you. You know, we can kind of make it playful. But there are other times where I've had the thought and then the day finally gets to where we're together. And then I'm reading you and it's like, well, she's not going to be interested. She's had a long day. She's mad. She's frustrated. That went poorly, you know, and so I talk myself out of it and I can play it as the, well, but I'm just trying, I don't want to add one more. So it's kind of coming from nice rather than recognizing most of the time when I do that, I claim I'm being good when in reality, no, I'm really blaming you on why I couldn't. And that's the worst in me that I've got to recognize and ferret out to see blind to.
Yeah, so we'll see where you go with that in the future.
Right. So it's got to be better on showing up even with what I'm reading. So there's also some other things. This is one you and I have had where there's maybe been talk about it, but then you come in and I've got my phone because I'm reading. Because I read off of my phone. Yeah. Right? My Kindle app is on my phone. And that's a break for you.
It is. I can't stand coming in and you're on your phone. Right. I know you're reading, but
it's something about that device.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious, would it be different if I had like an actual book?
Fair question.
I wonder about that. That's never even thought of that because I hate having books now. I don't want the.
I mean, that used to be inventory. What you would do.
Right.
You had a book. And.
But these are other things that we can do when we're talking about talking ourselves out of it of, oh, it's too late. I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Rather than letting them say yes or no. I haven't showered in a while or it's been a long day and I'm not quite sure. I mean, if that's the case, sometimes just go ahead and go shower anyway because you're better off.
Right. Sleep better.
or I love this one. I'm not even sure how to start it. I don't even know what to say or what move to make. And so I just talk myself out of it. Right.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
So we've said all the negative things.
Yeah. So here's some things to do on the action items as we kind of wind this episode down. Is first is when something's on your mind, like in this at last example of number six, act quickly. And the action could just very well be, I send a text saying, hey, I was thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
And was really kind of turned on thinking about you. Because again, the overarching goal of this in my mind for our episode today isn't that more sex needs to be happening. Instead, it's how do you bring the aspect of the sexual energy and connection more to the forefront? Right? So even just the mere fact of you put on something a little sassy underneath because you've got a little jazziness going on in that morning.
Yeah.
And then you just send a text saying, hey, guess what color I'm wearing today? Or a picture or something that fits whatever the couple's patterns are.
Yeah.
That's acting quickly.
Yeah.
That's not letting the day get away from you. And then by the time you actually have a chance to be together, you've lost the opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's one of the big distinctions on an action item is to recognize this isn't necessarily initiation has to lead all the way through to culmination in orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's initiation leads to connection.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. Because even letting you know that I'm thinking about it adds a connection piece for the two of you.
Right.
And things come up. I mean, even though I dress and I'm thinking about it that morning, the day could go totally haywire.
Or the evening can.
The evening could go haywire.
That happens a lot when you got little ones around.
Yeah. Yeah. The day can go haywire. So you can pivot. And ideally, both of you are coming from the best in you to recognize it. But that connection point was still there.
Right.
And that can be picked up on another day.
And that's the ultimate goal of our points of action items is to recognize the goal is connection. And it's more leaning towards the sexual, yes, but it's recognizing that's the pattern. We're just trying to bring to the surface a little better.
Well, yes, it's leaning toward the sexual, but when scenarios like we just talked about happen, that is not just sexual. That's a, I am here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That connection goes beyond sexual. It's a connection that says, I want to be with you, not necessarily, yes, maybe in a sexual aspect, but I want to be one-on-one with you.
Yeah.
I want to be your partner. I'm in all of these aspects together.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's parenting, financial, just supporting.
Okay.
Whatever the case is, I read that as I'm here with you.
I get it. I hear this as this is a implementation as a reminder of the lover aspect our relationship contains. That I'm your lover here too. Because demonstrating the fact that I'm a lover in your mind isn't just having sex.
Right.
It's a more romantic side. It's an erotic side. It's a a connected side.
Which I think helps the connection in all the other
areas too.
Absolutely
it does. But that's a part of this pie.
Yeah.
That's a great way to think about this. And so the last thing to think about as an action item is if you recognize some of these mistakes you make in your dynamic, have the conversation with your spouse about it. And if you really want to do something about it, let them know, hey, I see I do this. And what I want to do is try to figure out how I can be better, which might be code words of, hey, I know I've been too subtle. Let's go back to the example you gave.
Okay.
It was a little more covert at times. And so ways to you challenging yourself could just very well be telling me, hey, I put on something sassy today. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge. And so sometimes you can bring your partner into this and they can become an ally. So they see what you're trying to do too, which allows them in turn to update their map of you.
Okay. So on a more difficult level here, that's me analyzing myself, which we think all of us should be doing.
Step one.
Right.
Always.
I should look at myself here.
Step
and say,
one, two, and three.
What am I doing here that is my part?
Mm-hmm.
We've got people that listen, that both spouses listen. And so hopefully they're both looking at themselves and asking that question.
Yep.
We've got a lot of people that they're the only spouse that listens.
Correct.
And they're frustrated with the other half.
Correct.
And they're listening. Hopefully they're seeing, here's what I do, and not just, oh, my spouse does that.
Right.
Hopefully. But there's real situations here where you do see, oh my goodness, yeah, he's the higher desire. And he initiates the same all the time. He's not asking me, hey, is there anything here?
Right.
You know, hey, I see this.
Why is this not working very well?
How do you bring this up with your spouse? Do you bring it up with your spouse?
Well, I think there's an element of you can, in the sense that, hey, I need to be clearer about some of the things that really do annoy me about our pattern.
And do you use the word annoy?
On how it impacts me. I think you could. Frustrate me. Some of the things that get in the way. Some of the things that are self-fulfilling prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you come up and our pattern repeatedly is we wait till it's too late. This is a collaborative reaction, I think. Let's say your example, the initiation struggle is always we wait till it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so you recognize, you know what? I want to go to bed earlier. I want to make that happen to where we could maybe make this happen more. So then you can have a collaborative reaction with them in the sense of, hey, I've recognized our pattern and I know this frustrates you because you would like to have more sex with me too. Is we wait till it's too late. And by then I'm tired more often than not. You could be even as well. So I want to do this different and see if that changes some things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a invitation. Maybe they take it, maybe they don't, but you've at least addressed it, some of the impact of the pattern.
Yeah. And think about how you're addressing it. I think you gave a few different options on how to word it. It's not going to land well if you just come up and say, you initiate the same way every time.
When you start with the word you, it's not going to land like you probably think it would in your mind.
Right.
So we just are that way as people. Yeah. And so when we can see these different patterns and mistakes we all make, including us, we can be a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I put on something sassy this morning underneath.
I'm excited.
Well, Pam, I hope that you were paying attention to the mistakes I was mentioning so that you recognize better.
Right. Sarcasm.
Total sarcasm.
Inserted there.
Total sarcasm. No, this is kind of fun because I think it's all so easy to just recognize, God, I keep getting in my own way.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can be objective about that and realize, yeah, I could stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways I can get out of my own way. And one of them is just, what is it that keeps producing a result that I'm not excited about? And what could be my part in that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a courageous question. Well, this has been Sex and Marriage Radio. If we left something undone or you got a mistake you want to add to the list, 214-702-9565 or feedback at sexymarriageradio.com. Transcripts are available on each of the episode's pages at smr.fm. Also, all the advertisers, deals, and discount codes, you can find them there as well. So please consider supporting those who help support the show. However you took a little bit of time out to spend with us again, thanks, and we'll see you next time.